The following program contains material suitable for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. Dr. Cohen.
It's good to be here.
Dr. Tragus.
Yes.
Cindy.
Hi.
Well, I've been on vacation for a while.
You have.
And Dr. Cohen and Dr. Tragus have.
Yes, yes.
We have.
Dr. Cohen and Dr. Tragus, yes.
We have.
A little nervous anyway. No. Have filled in for me.
Yeah, they filled in.
Okay. I look forward to your full report, and I'll leave you to your last session.
I'm sure it'll be lengthy.
It is our pleasure, Doctor.
Well, all right. Take care.
I want to hear about your latest dream, the one where there are multiple men climbing all over you.
Well, I'm asleep,
yeah.
And then you, and you,
yeah, yeah.
And
what do we do?
And a bunch of guys who look just like you.
What do we do?
Will you start touching me?
Yeah, like this.
Yeah,
just like this. Right?
Yeah, but harder.
Oh, harder.
Yeah, like that.
Harder, like this.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh,
fuck. She is so wet.
I am.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, this dream gave me an orgasm.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm so
You know
close.
How hard it has me right now.
I can see. Wait, let
can
me
you
feel it.
Feel that.
Oh, my God.
Feel that? Take it out. Take it out. Take it out. Take it out. I want you to hold it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so big.
I know. That feels good.
Oh, it's bigger than last time. Oh.
Yeah. Tell me how big it is. Tell me how big it is. Tell me how much you love it. Tell me how much you love it. Moan for me, bitch. Moan
so
for me.
So mature.
Moan for me.
In the town
where I was born, lived a man who sailed the seas.
Here's the right music.
No, that was the right music.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's my yellow submarine.
So big.
If it's yellow, you have an infection, I think.
Hi. This is so mature.
Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah. It's a little too much. Too much sexy pastas.
I don't know who was in here last, but I got to clean up the desk.
You animal. The absolute animal.
I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio, Richie Cohen.
And Dwayne.
Hi.
And Dwayne Tragus.
Hi.
The naughty girl.
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
The baddest girl with the biggest balls.
We're so glad to have you here.
And we're glad to be here. Once again.
We love having you here.
We love being here.
We love loving you.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I loved being loved by both of you just now. I feel like Facebook cut it off before we got to the DP though.
Yeah, I did cut it off too soon.
I had
too soon.
Yeah.
I was nervous.
I was edging.
I could tell you were edging. My God.
I was jerking off, so
the
I don't
moisture,
know.
Yeah. The wetness.
So much.
Oh, damn.
The wettest ever.
Honey.
You could.
Honey,
what,
no.
What?
The baseball cap. What the fuck?
Oh, am I hitting
oh my
yes.
God.
Three times in my eye.
What the fuck?
Okay, we have to share a microphone, and you can't wear a baseball cap with this brim. You keep turning your head and hitting me.
It's off.
Now it is. This is not the first mic you've shared, though, I'm sure.
No, it's not the first mic we've shared.
It's not the first mic or dick
that
we've shared.
Is that a dick joke?
It was literally a person named Mike joke.
Is that a Mike joke?
Yes.
Is that another Mike joke?
It was.
Hey, Dwayne woke up this morning and he was so surprised that there was cum in his hole.
Really?
Yes.
What a surprise.
How did he get there?
Thanks to Ambien.
Ambien delight last night. Yeah.
So you were a naughty girl again. What is it? A dirty girl? What is it?
Naughty girl.
No, I'm a bad.
Bad girl.
No, he wasn't a girl this time.
I gotta stay on
oh, really?
The mic.
He was just unconscious.
No, it was just unconscious. out.
He was
consent.
Rape victim.
So we'd play the ass party game here. Anytime we say ass, take a sip. if you don't like alcohol, maybe a puff of weed.
Oh.
If you don't do any kind of drugs, maybe your thing is waking up with cum in your ass after an Ambien night.
Take another load.
Yeah.
So anytime we say ass, you take a sip or...
Take an Ambien.
Take a load.
If we say ass hole, take two sips or...
You know, let people know that you're going to go to sleep, winky, winky.
With my ass up.
And if we say ass fuck, three sips or...
Just open that cornhole and let all the semen in it.
We also play the secret word. Say the secret word. Win prize. Ooh. You already like this.
Labia.
Shiny.
Come labia. Come whore. Cock whore. Slut. Fuck. Douche tard.
Why does her brain always go for the disgusting?
Because that's what he's got. I know it's going to be something disgusting. It's not going to be like puppies, kittens, clouds, rainbows.
Folliculitis.
So earlier today, Cunnilingus. I called... Face girl, and I asked her because she has this gift for knowing whether or not I've done certain sexual things.
Yeah.
So I said, last night, did I make a disturbing role play sex tape with my girlfriend? And she said, no.
Well, I stand by it.
So they've seen it. They saw the three.
They were debriefed.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure?
Well, tell us.
All right, what I said. Now, watching this, knowing that Faceboy made this, it is spot on. Okay. Now, if I didn't know he made this and I just saw this somewhere, say online, there's a problem there.
Really?
Disturbing. Yeah. That girl's in trouble.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I saw it with a smile ear to ear like the Cheshire Cat.
Yeah, but that's because you knew it was role play.
That's, yeah.
Well, maybe.
You don't know
me.
Why.
I take that back.
No, she's good. I had to ask if she was really fucked up or not.
Yeah.
At the beginning, I thought you were.
I had no idea she was that good of an actor. I really didn't. She's really.
Looking at her, you'd think that she would suck as an actor. Yeah.
But I maintain that it was not disturbing and that I got that answer correct because, you know, it's subjective.
Well, no, because you might be right because they said, knowing that it's me, it's not disturbing.
Yeah.
I described it as disturbing role play porn.
But it's not.
So since it's role play porn and
yeah,
it's
there
me,
are qualifiers there, mm-hmm. right? Right. Now, you have to eliminate certain parameters, and one of them being that this was Faceboy and his girl doing, what you call it?
Disturbing role play.
Now, if you can remove that, do you see there's a problem?
No, because I'm not disturbed yet.
Oh, boy, you can't be pushed, can you?
No.
You can't be swayed.
No,
all right, I'm
they
done.
They weren't even related.
You know what? I believe you. I believe you 100%. I know what's in your brain. I believe you. Yes, I'm fine. Okay, we're good. We can end this right now because you're not going anywhere on this, and I understand why.
It's not disturbing enough for me to call it disturbing role play.
Okay,
role play,
I'm with you. I'm with
she
you.
She was
I know.
Crying.
I know. Lube.
And you
Nature's
loved it.
Lube.
You loved it.
That was when I was smiling the most.
Yeah, I am. Okay,
I think that it all comes down to professional jealousy.
How so?
You wanted to be that.
You
want to
be in the video. Come on.
No.
It's so no, Catherine, no. It could not be any more obvious.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Wouldn't you like to be in that situation?
I have a tear stick. I can cry.
Tear stick.
Is that inside the labia somewhere?
No, you put it under your eyes. It's menthol.
Really? Not.
Yeah, and it makes you cry.
Oh,
I guess we should describe the video because I didn't ask her permission to play
show it. Yeah,
The audio, but we're playing Coke Whore.
Yeah,
Coke Whore. Sure.
Already not disturbed.
I love that game.
Like if maybe she was an innocent hitchhiker, but a Coke Whore. Come on.
So we were pretending that she agreed to do sexual stuff for me in exchange for Coke, and then when it came down to it. She goes, I really don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I really don't want to do this. And then the second part was, I'm scared. and then I say, all right, bitch. And I stop the tape. The next part is she's crying.
Yeah. Nature's lube. I do want to add that the disturbing part of it was that it was vertical video.
Yes.
That was disturbing
to me. That totally irritates me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Intervention
now,
time.
I have this...
Not about your weird porn.
At home of you know, stage blood or whatever. Now, if she had a little of that stage coming out of her mouth or something, or some, then we'd be in trouble, big trouble. I mean,
yeah. Like,
would,
she was just emotional. Maybe,
you?
Yeah,
some,
yeah.
Seeing blood? Seeing some blood?
Blood, yeah, that would disturb me. Because mm-hmm. It was just emotional pain, not physical pain. Oh,
yeah, I know you.
Yeah, you do. We're
yeah,
the same.
When we were talking about, and we have done, we haven't recorded it, but we have done, you know, physical role play, but this was all mental role play.
Yeah.
And I thought that was hotter.
No.
For some reason.
Okay, I'm on board with that, yeah. Yeah.
They say that the brain is the hottest sex organ.
Is that what they say?
The biggest.
They do.
No, it's the biggest.
I stand corrected.
I stand by hottest. This is very difficult to talk, but I can't look at you because then I can't be heard. But I understand.
Right. And I have to keep pushing Dwayne's face into the microphone.
I know. I'm back. I think I got it down now.
It's kind of cute, though.
Cute.
It is.
Cute.
You guys are so cute about it.
Yeah, you've been here before.
I can tell. Yeah. You've definitely shared a phallus.
Had a couple of dreams lately.
It's not our first time at the Radio Free Brooklyn, boys.
is that what the priest drinks the wine out of, a phallus?
A chalice.
A phallus.
Speaking of priests, have we seen Bieber's fucking pastor?
What's a Bieber pastor?
Yeah,
no.
Justin Bieber.
Wait, I read that he quit his tour or something. Is he gone religious or something?
No, I don't know if he's gone religious, but he's enough to turn me to the fucking dark side. That is his pastor. Let me show you his abs.
Wait a minute. What do you mean his pastor? Wait.
Yeah.
Like
spending
pastor?
Time with this pastor instead of going on tour, and I would.
What?
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
They're clipping a lot of coupons together. Clipping
the elder medley of coupons.
Now, speaking of disturbing, I saw something on Facebook that was presented as disturbing, but I wasn't disturbed. Well, I was disturbed in other ways. Okay.
But not the ways they wanted you to
be
disturbed.
No, they want to be disturbed because apparently Justin Bieber has a song out now that's about to surpass Mariah Carey's and Boys to Men duet, whatever that was called, as being number one the longest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got it. Watch it.
That's supposed to be disturbing.
Oh, that's supposed to be
Why?
Disturbing? I'm not disturbed.
I don't give a fuck about any of them, so why would I care about any of it?
Yeah.
But I was reading the comments, and everyone's very, very upset at this. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing else going on in their world if that's what they're upset about.
Yeah, I mean, nothing. We're not losing, like, civil rights.
No, healthcare.
We're not hurling towards destruction. I mean, the world is hurling towards destruction. It is.
But we need to talk about Mariah and Boys to Men.
Mariah might be losing her crown as longest number one, and it's just very upsetting.
He's no Bing Crosby.
Oh, hey, angry guy. Angry old man. He never responds to me. Never.
All right, a couple of dreams I had recently. You guys can analyze them for me.
Analyze.
Dreamt there was a baseball game. The pitcher was a beautiful blonde woman. To get the guys out, she had the option.
This is about butt sex.
Nope, of actually pitching or sucking their dicks.
Okay.
So if she sucked their dicks and they came within a certain amount of time, they were out. If they didn't come within a certain amount of time, they would take a base. She always chose to suck the dicks.
Yeah, she did.
And that's the whole dream.
I took a baseball for the oral. That's it.
Okay.
You like...
Yeah, what, Dwayne?
What
does he like, princess? Tell me what he likes.
Come on. Women sucking dicks.
Is it that simple?
It's that simple.
It's that simple.
Okay, dream number two.
I also think if you had the choice between doing a task and sucking a dick, you would suck the dick.
Duh.
I'll suck dick to suck dick.
Now it gets strange.
Okay, yeah.
I dreamt I was Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch.
That's the dad, right?
Okay, yeah, that's
okay.
The dad.
Pre-perm or post?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
it's important.
These are details I need to know.
I was separated from. Is it Carol Brady?
Carol.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was separated from Carol and going down on Alice.
Oh,
hold on.
Only a
few facial features resembled the Alice character in the dream. She was late 20s or early 30s and hot as fuck. I went down on her for a long time before fucking. That's it.
So that's
I'm Mike
cut.
Brady and I fuck a hot Alice.
Well, Mike Brady is actually gay.
I know.
Like,
well,
in real
do
life.
You have the any actor idea? Was, but Mike wasn't. So okay,
right.
Mike.
But I think Alice was a lesbian.
Alice
I
was
think
a
so.
Lesbian too.
But she had that meat
the
guy.
The butcher, yeah.
Yeah.
Sam the Butcher. So on TV, she wasn't. Okay. So but that's eliminated. This is like, you know, you got to remove the parameters as I did when I.
Yeah, push his head into it.
Yeah. I'm not going deep
it's so
enough.
So familiar. I have to push it onto the dicks, too.
Yeah, I see that. The wood chipper, right?
The wood chipper. Thank you for that. Thank you.
And he's not kidding.
And she's not kidding is what you mean. Yeah. Now, wait a second. Okay, so we removed those parameters. We're back to you as Mike. Were you eating out Alice? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I went down before, on her before, for a long time.
A long time before fucking her.
Mm-hmm. And well, she was a hot Alice.
I mean, shit, you've always wanted, since a child, you've wanted to go down and fuck Alice. It's that.
Damn!
It. That's it.
Pretty simple.
No!
No? Do you have want a deeper
you
thing?
Have a maid complex.
I mean, was this before
uniform
or after?
Uniform complex. Was she in her uniform?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's naked.
Oh. Nice.
Oh, but she's a hot Alice, so she's not
very
really
hot.
Alice.
Yeah, she's not really Alice.
It's recast. It's totally, it's not the same.
So you're also shallow.
Okay, I'll go with that. It's just a weird-ass dream, and I'm shallow.
Was this before or after Coke Horror, the movie?
Yeah, that's important.
Before.
Parameters.
Because maybe this is why Coke Horror happened. I think it was your idea. I'm just going to put that out there.
Coke Horror the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Coke
Horror
the movie.
Yeah, it was.
She had so much fun.
I could tell from the tears.
Alice?
No,
my girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend.
Kokor.
Yeah.
We'd go up to the roof, hang out for a bit, and she goes, okay, what's the next scene? What's the next scene?
Oh, my God. So fucking cute. See, nothing about that disturbs me. Speaking of your roof.
You're starting to sway me over there. Aren't you?
See?
So
yeah.
Go ahead.
The morning.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The
speaking
roof.
Of the roof.
So, Faceboy on Sunday was like, come over, let's watch sunset together on my roof.
Well, that's an invitation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He then was like, romantic. "Let me show you where I had sex." I'm like, "No, I'll show you where you had sex."
She picked the exact.
You
spot.
Sniffed it out. Oh. You sniffed it out, didn't you? You did. You,
yeah.
You did. You did. Yeah.
Well, what gift she has?
What was the spot?
The corner, like where you can see things, and it's nice, and like you know,
see the Empire State Building.
Yeah, the most scenic okay. corner all for right. fucking. So we're out there, and I suddenly want to not be there. I've got this internal thing that goes off. And I'm like, can we just go get pizza or something right now? Next thing I know, some fucking twat, Twatty McFly is what I call him. Because he was like a twatty Marty McFly. He looked like Marty McFly, but only if it was a giant fucking twat just talking. And he's like, they don't want us over there. They want us on the path that has a wooden planks or whatever, because we're apparently sitting where we're not supposed to.
Oh, you've gotten off the walkway that they put on the roof, and you're on the actual roof.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Marty McFly is
Twatty
now
McFly.
Twatty McFly yeah. is now admonishing you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
By the way, roof view.
Oh, pretty.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So
roof
beautiful.
View. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice fucking spot.
Yeah.
Not a nice fucking spot.
Oh,
a nice fucking.
Wait, you're
spot.
Not.
Yeah, we got
I know
it.
Your
yeah.
building. I know your building. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Great views. Okay, so Marty.
So should I mention what happened McFly. Seconds before he came up?
Marty McFly. What's his name? Ooh. He jacked off. Who did? Oh
no. All right,
okay.
I won't mention what happened just before he came out there.
What happened?
Or what we did later?
We'll tell you later.
Yeah, right. We'll tell you off air.
You two are getting it on.
No. It's way better.
Okay.
It's way better. I just can't tell you now.
Okay.
Anyone in my building here
could be listening.
I mean, they already know I fucked on the roof.
So is this work? Really?
Yes.
I mean, I feel like I could just say it now.
I don't know. Whatever.
All right, skirt it.
He didn't fuck on the roof, guys.
Yeah, skirt
twats.
It.
I
made that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then he's like, I'm a member of the board.
Which board? The board on the top of the roof there? The
fucking water board. I wanted to fucking kill this guy. I hated him. Like,
she
all
hated
my douche
so
alarm
much.
Was going off so hard that I couldn't even listen to him. Because...
I wouldn't want to know you at that point.
No.
But you felt him before he arrived.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
That was your one. I want
to
get out of here.
I
want
to
get out of here.
I needed to go.
You knew this was coming.
You remember how I'm like, could we go? I need to go.
And it's the most beautiful spot, one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah, but I've just got this weird thing that just sometimes go off where I'm like, I got to get out of here right now. Here's no good.
Yeah, yeah.
Homing instinct. I get it too.
Yeah, well, yours is different. Yours is I'm out. I need to not be out. So yeah, then this twat, he looks at us like we're supposed to get up and move. And we're both like, what? It's like a weird standoff. He's like, I don't care. I'm the relaxed member of the board. Really? Because if you didn't care, you'd shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
That's what someone who doesn't care does. They shut the fuck up and say nothing.
That's the passive aggressive.
You cunt. Oh, my God. So he goes, whatever. And at this point,
he says something about smoking first.
Oh, did he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought he said it later.
Oh, and you're not supposed to be smoking up here, but I'm okay with it.
I'm the cool one. I'm the relaxed guy.
And I said, we weren't issued any rules, so I didn't know, but I won't do it anymore.
Right.
As it turns, the rules did come this week, and there's nothing about smoking there.
Also, he said, no one's supposed to be up here yet. And then Faceboy just goes, but you're up here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fucking twat.
What is the yet? Why is it yet qualifying? They're preparing it for a moment,
the big opening.
Time when people can
I don't know. Insurance goes through, that kind of shit.
Okay. I think he did say insurance, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Faceboy was given the green light from someone. I don't know. I won't say who. I don't want to out your super. I'm cool about people breaking the rules.
No, it was a super guy.
The super guy.
Just a super good guy.
Super guy with great intentions. Yeah, so yeah, I thought he said the smoking thing when we went and put the chair back. But then later on.
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah, because he just said the shit about where we're supposed to sit, and it was like, we're not fucking moving. And he's like, okay, I better go now. So we put our shit back, and then he says the cigarette thing. What?
With my laptop. Yeah, I gotta go do some things on my laptop. Well, he had his laptop with him?
Fucking asshole, yeah. That's why I thought he was a realtor. douche chills.
See, I'm picturing, the down vest, the whole Marty McFly thing. It's too warm for that.
Yeah, no, he had the flannel on,
okay,
and he just looked like Marty McFly,
yeah,
but not as cute. He was not bad looking,
and no Parkinson's.
Well, I did wish it upon him in the elevator. You said it, I didn't. I said he'd be cooler with Parkinson's.
You should get
asshole.
Parkinson's.
So then, after we're done, we come back, and then he's like, I thought about it, and you're right.
He's coming out of the building,
yeah,
and.
Oh, yeah. Later.
I already forgot who he was.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't remember him. I remembered him because my fucking douche alarm went off.
I thought about it, and you're right. As long as nobody said that you can, I guess you could smoke up there until someone says you can't. Shut up already.
And the best was when Faceboy, who's lived there for 50 plus years, was like, I've been
acquainted with the building my whole life. I was raised there.
Patient in diapers on the roof.
Yeah.
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 And I'm back taking care of my mom.
Yeah.
Got it.
So he's like, I've lived here my whole life. And the guy's like, I get it. Yeah. I've been here 20 years. Bitch, do I look 20, motherfucker? Right.
I've been here longer than you have.
Shut your fucking cunt hole.
But that's a compliment. He was saying that you look 20.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
He's the relaxed guy.
He's the easy guy. Yeah. Right.
But then we went straight back up to that roof and we protested in our own silent way.
And that's what we're going to find out about later.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. End of story.
Yep. Oh, that man made me so mad.
So I saw on your page grapefruiting.
Yes, grapefruiting. It is.
Wait a minute. Yoko Ono? I've heard of that.
You warm up a grapefruit.
Wait, yeah.
You put a hole in it.
Yeah.
And a woman or a guy jacks you with it. And they say the sensation is like fucking and getting sucked at the same time.
Fucking suck, suck, and fuck.
I have no intention of doing
it. It's a fucking
suck
fruit.
But why?
But I bring it up because you guys might.
You may. You look like the kind of guys who fuck the fruit.
Dwayne has fucked, I think, was it a honeydew melon?
Yeah, melon. Melon was good. Melon was good. That's like smooth in there, you know?
Is it? Because you have to cut the right hole, though.
You got to cut the right hole, right? Because you're not going to plow right through that.
No. Right.
I mean, yeah. But you got to cut the hole. But I mean, you know what a melon tastes like. I mean, you know what a melon feels like, too.
I've stuck my fingers in there.
Yeah, that's smooth, smooth. So it was a real smooth ride.
But I would think a grapefruit has too much acid.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, I would burn.
Right?
Like, urethra.
I would do it as part of an S&M thing, like to torture someone.
It seems that way. a little Ben Gay in there too, but I mean
cayenne, hot
right,
sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
Dwayne has done all of the above to himself.
I'm sure. It's almost as if you hate your dick.
Oh, when we were teenagers, we were at the beach once, and he dug a hole in the sand, and he was, you know, he was fucking the sand, the beach, and then he pulled it out and said, "Oh, I have all sand inside my dick. What? Yeah,
I fucked this
you
beach.
Fucked the beach.
Fuck the beach. Fuck that fucking yeah, beach. Fuck.
Was it the wet part or the dry part?
It was dry, oh, so it had like little sharp sand, you know, grain granules inside his
rookie
dick.
Mistake, bro. If you're gonna fuck a beach, fuck a wet beach.
Oh, it was wet now when he was done.
I bet. Oh my god, I wish I could see the little cum hole, the little beachy cum hole. Oh my god. But yeah, apparently that's a thing that's been around for a while. And apparently Radical Vaudeville, there was somebody who fucked or did something with a fucking grapefruit,
which I don't remember.
I was not there yet, so I definitely don't remember it. And I've been promised video.
I've seen that much fucked up shit
that, you,
that I don't,
that
remember.
You don't remember. I know, it's a blur. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Wait, how does the woman have sex with the grapefruit?
No,
I'm assuming a strap-on.
No, she
either
holds
a guy
it.
Or do, a dude okay, or chick okay. is going to do yeah. the yeah, grapefruit manipulation.
Velocity was mentioning that when she worked, I think, phone sex, she would make people fuck grapefruits. But this is before the internet.
Right, yeah. No, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you can put your dick in anything, really. Apple pie, pizza, shampoo bottle, socks.
You'll fuck it.
I used to love to come on English muffins because of all the nooks and crannies.
I yes. believe you.
Yeah,
okay. I believe no, serious, this. I did, anyone I else would be like, "Oh,
yeah.
they're just being
yeah, no,
funny."
No, I'm not being funny. I'm not being funny. Yeah.
Did it like yeah. go from like the like gelatinous to like the watery sort of like? Did it change?
Well, yeah, you know, you
did
heat
you get
up,
to watch it going
right,
to crannies.
It's you know the muffin is toasted, so your nooks and crannies are firm and yeah. and well formed. You know,
and
so
I have to ask, did you or someone else
who ate it? Who ate it?
He wouldn't even let me have a bite.
What?
No, it's mine. My treat.
You make
no.
your own. That's wonderful. Well. Never invite me over for breakfast.
We're going to have grapefruit and English muffins. A little cantaloupe on the side.
Everything has been fucked. Eat it.
Did we tell you that Dwayne also used, well, not used to, but he did it once. He shoved ballpark Franks up his ass to see if they really would plump.
What?
Because you know they're
plump when you cook them.
Yes, that was their slogan. They plump when you cook them.
Oh, so you thought you had such a hot ass.
Yes.
My ass is so hot, I'm going to plump these fucking Franks.
Pretty much.
Oh my god, did they plump?
They didn't plump.
They didn't plump.
You weren't hot enough. Did that hurt you?
I wanted the sensation
of them expanding,
of expanding yeah. in my ass. Like you're gonna feel that anyway, but yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Some people would feel that.
Yeah.
I guess
and
so.
You do have a daintier asshole than I did.
It is dainty out
it's
there.
Very
it is dainty. But the inside really opens up.
Yeah. It's not hot enough. It's like raw cooking.
Right.
You can cook raw food in your asshole,
you put it on
you
the grill, but the grill is open, yeah. so it really doesn't. Yeah.
Scaramucci
hair dryer.
Was pointed. What's the first thing I thought?
Scaradouche.
Scaramucci, we do the fandango.
Galileo, here go. No, it's true. That song has been in my head since this.
Really,
everyone said.
Yeah.
Not just
yeah.
me.
Yeah, no, not just you. Yeah,
no, everyone keeps saying it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
He's obsessed with dicks.
He is obsessed with dicks.
Yeah, it's, he loves said Steve dick. Bannon suck his own cock.
And who else was a cock block?
Someone was a cock block.
Priebus was a cock block?
Yeah, Priebus was a cock block.
He's
yeah.
friends on Twitter with a gay porn star, Twink. You
yeah.
know that, right?
Yes.
What's his name? Brett?
I don't remember. But
I
want to
say Brett Michaels, but I'm lying.
He's following a gay porn yeah. star. I don't know if they're friends, but he's following. Because the guy just discovered that he's Scarbucci's following him.
Yeah, and he wrote something like, oh. Like what the hell? Like,
yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, the man
Best
loves
girl,
dick.
Would you loves be so cocks. Kind as to bring up the halfway top 10 music?
What the fuck? Is
yes,
it that time?
It is. It is. It
I
really
think you're
is.
Messing with me sometimes.
I'm not messing with you.
It is.
How does that happen?
So while you're doing that, I wanted to mention June Foray dies at 99. She was the voice
Rocky.
Of
oh, yes.
Natasha, Rocky,
oh.
Little Cindy Lou Who.
Oh. No, that's not that's terrible.
Wow,
news.
She made it to 99 yeah. though. That's really great.
Yeah.
Yes. The top 10 list.
She was also Natasha.
Top 10 Boris and Natasha.
Top 10 Boris and Natasha. That's the wrong one.
Can I just interject? I feel so sad that she couldn't die before Trump was president.
Yeah, maybe that's what killed her.
Maybe. But I always think like anyone who died before that, they're so lucky they don't know what was to come.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't know that the world is about to like go through what it's about to go through.
Just hold it up to the mic.
You're unfucking believable. Do I have to spell this out? You see those two cords over there? I hate when we talk about tech shit.
What two cords?
They're on the arms.
On another note, Dwayne, I'll just tell you while they're dealing with that. It is so fucking hot in here. And I'm normally hot regardless, but I feel like I'm going to pass out.
You're hot on hot.
It's very hot in here.
I'm going to put on the AC. It'll put a little extra hum buzz, but who cares? You're that
hot. I will really be appreciative.
We had to do it last week. We did two shows back to back. Oh my God. And we had to put the AC on.
I feel better already. Because
it was crazy.
Okay, and I didn't put any fakes in this time. These are all real.
He's lying.
No, I'm not. There are no fakes. All 10 of these are real. Top 10 Boris and Natasha episode titles that could be porn. We know how to play this.
Yep. Yes.
Yes. Tell me what kind of. Hey.
Hi. Hi.
Number 10.
Oh, he's gone.
Look before you leak.
Leaking and leaking. Well,
Stanley Seaman. That's the only reason why I put that on there. You guys are going to be so mad at me for the ones that didn't make the list. Like you guys sometimes get pissed. You're like, how?
You fucking asshole.
Number 9, the Happy Headsman.
Oh,
that's someone who loves to give head.
That's the baseball player who likes to suck all the dicks instead of playing baseball.
Can't believe the secret word has not been said yet.
Semen. Anal leakage. Coming.
Number 8.
Palacio.
Follow the swallow.
Follow the swallow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, let's see.
It's a spy.
You take a chaser after you swallow the cum load. Follow the swallow.
Follow the swallow.
I thought it's like a pause load being shot into somebody's mouth or ass, and you follow the swallow because then you can follow this person as they get disease.
That's so dark.
That's really, really bad.
Did you say that was dumb?
Dark. I would never say dumb.
No, I was thinking, that's really dumb.
Oh, really?
I thought, wow, she's right there with me.
We're on the same page.
Number 7, A Creep in the Deep.
Oh, my God. I'd watch that.
Oh.
I'd watch the fuck out of that.
Yeah, that's fisting. That's a fisting video.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Above the elbow. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And a really sleazy guy.
Oh, so sleazy. Like, he looks like the guy who eats poo. There's a guy in Colorado.
Wait, that eats what?
Poo. There's a guy in Colorado.
But I know what you mean. We have seen guys. And we looked at their face and just said, okay, that's a shit eater.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a guy in Colorado.
There was a guy in Colorado whose kids found his poo eating photographs, and then he murdered one of his kids because of it.
Oh.
And they just now, since 2013, are finally figuring it out. And you could tell he looks like he eats poo.
Oh, yes.
He's got the face of a man who eats poo.
There's a guy in our neighborhood that whenever we see him, I say, Dwayne, that's the shit eater.
That's the shit eater.
We have
He's
no
got
idea.
That shit eating grin.
Yes.
Something about
that look on him. Yes.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
Number 6.
Fake.
This kid. That's horrible.
Two at one blow.
Two at one blow.
That's you guys right now.
That's right, exactly.
That microphone.
Yeah, pretty much. That's
two guys on a mic.
Yeah.
Number 5. Boris bashes a box.
Oh, my God.
Boris,
I don't find it disturbing. I'll tell you that.
It's just violent fucking of pussy. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, that's pretty
Make
much.
It
Donkey
bleed.
Kick. Donkey punch. Fuck.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that, Catherine?
I've been offered it. I'm sure I've done it, but I didn't take the offer because it was in a bar.
I wouldn't do it in a bar.
Yeah.
But I know you're very curious.
Yeah,
I
was. Oh,
yeah.
Well, fuck you, donkey punch style, girl. I don't know what that means.
Find out.
Yeah. Send me a link.
Number 4, male, M-A-L-E,
nice.
Male bags.
Male bags?
Yeah, that's your, all about your
that's,
balls.
That's ball torture. That's all ball torture. Sticking needles through it and, you know. Yeah.
You've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Number three.
That's your balls. For me, that's your balls.
Yeah, my mailbag.
Specifically your mailbag.
Number three, I get a bang out of you.
Really?
Yep.
That's real?
Yep. They're all real this week.
Wow.
So dirty.
I get a bang out of you.
We're gonna call that just like
banging.
What's that? Mission fucking. Just good old mission fucking.
Mission fucking missionary.
Missionary.
Yeah. Missionary mission fucking.
Mission fucking.
I'm on a mission to fuck everybody. Missionary.
Number two. Big bang at the beach.
Oh my God, I saw this happen in Coney Island. I saw this. This is a real memory.
Was there a gangbang?
It was a couple. And they were fucking, and then they stopped fucking because cops made them stop, and then the guy started fucking another person that they were with. It was amazing. And then some dude comes over, he's like, I took pictures of you guys, and they were like, send that to me on Instagram. It was amazing.
You didn't take any videos
on the beach?
No, I was smoking. I forgot it happened. And then when I saw like everybody on the boardwalk looking at me, I'm like, oh no, they know I'm high. But no, they weren't interested in me. They were interested in people fucking on the beach with sheets. They didn't even bring towels. They weren't even trying to disguise that they came here to fuck.
What beach was this?
Coney Island.
Coney Island. Yeah, yep. You could say that. Yeah.
Where did you guys fuck?
Oh, where was that? Sandy Hook. Yeah. The new
Sandy
beach
Hook.
In Sandy Hook.
So you're your own kind of shooters.
Whoa, too soon.
Not making this up. The number one Boris and Natasha episode title that could be porn. Me and my shatter.
Me and my shatter.
S-H-A-T-T-E-R.
Oh, poo porn.
Shatter.
This is my shatter. Shots all over my chest.
Yeah, Colorado. Brings back memories of Colorado.
Yeah. Me and my shatter.
Okay, don't beat up on me too much. The ones that didn't make the list.
I'm gonna donkey punch, fuck you.
Bullseye Bullwinkle.
Cum shot.
What do you mean?
Cum shot.
Squeeze play.
Squeeze
Bullwinkle's
play.
Water okay. Follies.
That's
another
one.
Water sport. Yeah.
Sinner takes all. Creep at the switch. Switch.
Wait, what? A what?
A creep at the switch.
That's when they switch friends on you.
Yeah. Nice.
That's, yes.
Oh, right. Switch, what's
that
called?
What is that?
Is that catfishing?
No, it's not stealthing either. No. I don't know what it is.
There's definitely a name for it.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Where you like, it's the creep at the switch. That's what it's called. That's the name for it.
Boris sneaks a peek.
Keeping
Bullwinkle sneaks a peek.
Oh, hey now.
Natasha sneaks a peek.
Gonna get so mad. Bullwinkle at the bottom.
Oh, I mean, that doesn't even need an explanation.
Yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like.
The big blast.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's
moon
a lot.
And low.
He's shooting the load out.
Yeah, a lot of cum. Yeah.
Moose gets the juice.
Moose gets the juice. Come on. That is like Moose from Riverdale getting the juice.
Subway finish.
What?
I missed it.
That's dirty. Like, literally.
Boris lends a hand.
Yeah.
Bullwinkle cleans up.
Oh, my God. Because he's the bottom.
Right.
Hot lips and the unsatisfied customer.
Oh, the worst blowjob. Worst blowjob ever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Folks, if you want to support... you want to support this show? Freeform Radio. If you want to support the station, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. If you want to sponsor the show, if you think that what you're hearing is giving you a laugh, if you think this should continue... I'm not really selling it, am I?
No, you're not at all.
No. If you hate the show,
go to rfb-nyc/ass. That's
rfb-nyc/ass.
Yeah, please do.
Syphilis.
Nope. What about it?
Okay.
Oh yeah, no. Now you get a hint.
Oh. Gangbang. Double penetration.
Oral sex.
Cumming.
Well, I said fellatio.
Cum guzzler.
Deep throat.
Fuck, you said that. Blowjob. Oral sex.
Cunnilingus.
Oh,
can't believe
God.
All you fucking freaks.
Cocksucker.
Yes! cocksucker. Get out of here.
Can you believe no one said that yet?
Are you sure no one said cocksucker?
I'm sure.
Wait a minute. Didn't we talk about it with Scaramucci? Didn't we say cocksucker?
No. You said a lot of things close to it.
Wow. Yeah.
There's your prize.
Hey.
It's a little gold Buddha.
Rub the belly for good luck.
Can we open? Let's open it.
Yeah, open it. Can we open it? All the Buddha juice.
I'm so afraid.
Of the power of the Buddha juice?
It doesn't come out of the box.
Oh, it comes out of the box.
It's on a pedestal. It's on a what? A flat little, it's on a rug. It's a yoga mat.
That is odd.
Honey, it's not coming out of this box.
Give me. All
right. You're not used to taking things out of boxes. No, it really is. It's stuck in there. Yeah. He's so
not,
bizarre.
Hey, not supposed to come out. That's his little.
No, that's his
little
world.
Buddha booth.
That's his world. That's it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Done. That's where he lives forever.
So cute.
You won.
You won.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, listen. I am so good at sucking dick that I offer a guarantee on my hookup app profiles.
A guarantee?
Yes.
Are you allowed to? Because when I offered a guarantee.
Your comeback?
Yes, my guarantee. Yes, best head guaranteed or your load back. Yes.
Do you just spit it in their face anyway? Just for fun?
And waste it like that.
Never. Oh, my God.
We actually put an ad out, two ads at the same time on Craigslist. One was Dick Huntress. Did we tell you this?
No.
Okay. So one was Dick Huntress. It was a picture of my breasts, and it said that I was a Dick Huntress in search of, you remember it better, but satisfaction guaranteed.
Yes.
And that never.
You were looking for all the cocks.
Yeah. I wanted all the cocks, satisfaction guaranteed. And that was flagged for removal.
Why?
I don't know. But what got through was the creepiest ad ever for free housing.
Yeah, it was a free room in a off the beaten path. do not go in the basement. There are delicate things there. no phone or Wi-Fi access, but huge collection of VHS tapes.
Oh, God.
Oh, and it was an older guy seeking a young female.
Wait, this is on Craigslist?
A creamy female.
Creamy white Rubenesque.
Rubenesque. That's a nice touch.
Yeah. Free spacious room in 4-bedroom, 2 unused, in parentheses, off the beaten path for single creamy, all caps white, 19 to 23-year-old Rubenesque female. Yeah. Lighting impaired by trees or something.
Or something.
Yeah. No internet or cable. Sorry. Wi-Fi dead zone, but vast VHS library. I cook, you clean. No need to ever open the fridge or freezer. Yep. This is an offer for free housing, and I am looking for someone like me with no family or friends. And there are only 3 rules. Rule 1, basement is off limits due to fragile objects. Rule 2, when I'm in the basement, you must wear earplugs. Rule 3, must love dogs. I'm 70-something, too frail to hurt you, parenthetical. Not interested in games, who's been doing what I'm doing for a long time without interference.
That was not flagged.
Not flagged. Got responses. Dick Huntress,
yeah.
Flagged.
That's sick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the world we're living in.
That's the world we're living in.
Yeah. Exactly.
But that's acceptable.
Yeah.
And Dick Huntress is unacceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
And there was actually another Dick Huntress. So I wonder if she flagged me like, no, those are my dicks. I'm going to kill them.
Oh, you know what? Maybe.
But
possible.
I don't think so.
She probably did it. Those are my cocks.
I'm going to hunt them dicks.
My cocks. So the original top 10 list before I learned about Boris and Natasha and had to...
To honor her.
Honor her.
Memory. With loads of cum.
It was going to be Seinfeld.
Seinfeld episodes?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, I have the list, but we only have 15 minutes left. Yeah. So the hot tub was one of them, and I was kicking my ass again. We talked about this at the 6 o'clock ass show. I was with my girlfriend, and this was a few years ago. About 3 years ago. And we're poly, but I had told her, you know, right now I just want to have sex with you. And so we're at her house, and there's a hot tub there. And we go down to the hot tub with this gorgeous woman. We're all naked in there. And I start to go to fool around with my girlfriend, and she goes, "What you're gonna do to me, do to her." Not only do I not do it like a fucking idiot, I start a fight with her.
Oh, no. Oh my God!
I start a fight with my girlfriend. I'm so stupid.
Sick.
So not me.
Boo, boo, boo.
I told her, you know, I told you I just wanted to be with you, and you're putting this temptation in front of me. It's like she was being really nice.
Buddy, yes. We have to go back to the future.
I gotta go back. Please let me go back.
Oh my God.
The fuck is wrong with me?
You fucked up.
You stupid.
So I put this out there because I realized there are a lot of things I've done sexually that I don't regret. What I regret is the things I didn't do. Yeah. Similar stories at all?
Regretting the things we didn't do. Well, yeah, yes. And I think about it often. But it was because of the times. I'm going to get serious now.
Oh, my God. I love it.
No, because we were around in the 80s and 90s, and there was so much sex. And I absolutely love men's room sex. And men's rooms in Manhattan, especially in hotels and department stores.
Any hotel.
Or anywhere you went, yeah. there were guys in there just fucking and having crazy sex. And we were just scared of it. We didn't want to get HIV or
that
whatever.
That doesn't sound like a regret, though. It sounds like a good decision.
He still regrets it.
But I regret. I just regret. Like still I wish those times could be now when everyone's on PrEP and we could all do whatever and it's much freer now. And it was such a scary time. And I just regret that we lost out on all that fun.
Are you making up for lost time, though?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you've made up for lost time.
We were trying to determine earlier who's a bigger whore, yes. Me or one of you guys. And right now, you guys are bigger whores than me at the moment.
At the moment.
But I think if we took like lifetime whoredom, I think I win.
Did you count? Yeah. You counted them up, didn't you?
I
thought you gave us a number.
No, there is. I have not been able to.
Did you give us a number?
Not been able to.
I thought he tried to give.
I remember numbers being.
It was a phone number.
Phone number.
It's probably also accurate.
Likely under 1,000.
Likely.
Right.
Not definitely. Likely. Just like I don't have a Xanax system, I think you're probably over 1,000.
Okay, we have about 12 minutes left.
What the fuck?
I'm going to go through all the subjects that we didn't get to.
Okay.
Stop me when there's something you want to talk about. No trans allowed in the military. Trump ranks himself behind Lincoln in terms of popularity.
Yeah, anything with Trump is just infuriating and stupid. And what else can you say besides fuck you?
Is Chelsea currently not gay anymore?
Well, yeah.
Wait, Chelsea Clinton?
No.
Oh, Chelsea. Wait, okay.
Chelsea is so not gay. Yeah. And not only that, but the straight people that are there are very ugly. Like, oh. I keep saying, I wouldn't mind that we live with all straight people if they were at least maybe a little cosmopolitan or chic or interesting.
That chic
or,
New Yorker is gone. Cosmopolitan.
They're really, in Canada.
They are like right out of the Mall of America or somewhere.
Yeah, very Midwest, like. Yeah.
Bad toenails.
Oh, yeah, all in like flip-flops.
We may be the only gay guys left in Chelsea.
Wow.
I can't drink from your bottle, yet you eat my ass?
What?
Dwayne. Oh, no, who was that?
Who was that?
Was Jamel.
Yeah, that was Jamel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently it's a race
thing. Let's hear it.
Okay.
A race thing?
Yeah, no, we were at the beach. And Jamel had a container of Paul Newman's iced tea or something.
Iced tea
and I took it and drank from it. And he really got angry and upset.
Well, we both drank from it.
We both drank from it.
He was like, I can't believe you did that. Yeah.
I said, well, you can eat my ass, but I can't drink your iced tea. And he said, well, but you got backwash in that. You have backwash in that iced tea. And I said, well, after you fuck me, there's backwash. Called your cum
out of my ass.
But then I posted about that on Facebook, and one of our Facebook friends said that it's a race thing. He says that black people don't like drinking from other people drinking from their bottles.
I'm black.
But white people don't mind.
Pretty much.
I'm black. I knew I was black. I knew it. I knew it the whole time. I'm like, I think I'm black.
Can I have a sip of your soda?
Hell no. But I'll eat your ass.
After.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Bay City Rollers and Ann Margaret at the Jewish Senior Center.
It's just
no words.
Did you watch it?
What?
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was
incredible,
wasn't it? It was one of the
Bay City Rollers.
Yeah.
Do you know who they are?
No.
They were
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, night. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, night. Gonna rock it up, stop it up, do it all, have a ball Saturday night. Saturday night. Saturday night.
S-A-T. You know.
Oh, my God. I love it, though. I don't want it to stop. Yeah.
They were a Scottish boy band from the 70s that wore plaid.
Okay.
And that was their big hit.
That's their big hit.
And do you know Ann Margaret?
Yeah.
Okay, movie star. So she's on this show with them, singing that song with them, and she's dressed like them, and the entire audience is very, very old people.
I'd say they're in their, well, in their 80s, 70s 80s, and 80s.
With, like, bizarre hearing aids and wheelchairs.
Like a giant cone?
Yes.
What was it? It was.
It looked like a trumpet. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Stuff and this is current, or this is in the 70s?
No, it's from the 70s.
Okay, that
but
makes sense.
There's no explanation of what it is, and anyone who watches it is just astounded.
Wow. I need to see this.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Please do.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
insane.
Before we get to the other items that we are sort of getting to, where do we find Dick and Dwayne?
Right here.
You're looking at us. Right. What the fuck, you stupid?
What are you fucking retarded? Wait,
it's
I'm not
mostly
to
Facebook,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, but yeah. You can also find us in a hotel men's room, longingly waiting.
Trying
for
to bring back sex to the hotels and men's rooms.
Is that even happening anymore hotels. Now that there's Grindr?
No, that's the thing. Everything is app now. The hunt is gone. That fun hunting out there damn it. Is gone.
Because we keep checking. Yeah, I keep checking the men's rooms. Like, there's nothing going on here. What's going on?
But, oh, man, there's this guy changing a diaper, and it's a baby.
Right.
What the fuck is happening at Chelsea? It's not even his own diaper.
Yeah, and there's so much security in all the office buildings and you know, hotels now that it just doesn't happen. Yeah.
You can find me at faceboy.com. You can find Catherine at Error Loading Page.
Yeah.
Error loading.
One day I'll have problem. It back.
She lost her website.
Oh, she did. Yeah.
Please, if you have some extra money, after you give some to us for doing this show, give to the ACLU, give to Planned Parenthood.
Oh, yes.
Coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn, Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. You like money? You like to laugh?
Yeah, I like money.
Yeah, I like to laugh.
Yeah.
Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel.
That was a nice coming up
next. Make that money and
that
give
nice
it to
plug.
Us.
I like that.
I give them a better plug
than
I do.
Yeah, that was a great plug.
Yourself.
And we all participate. Yeah. You're taking our time.
Jealousy fucking.
Jealousy
go on.
Fucking.
BJ had something to do. You get fucked better when he's jealous. Or one of you
oh.
Did.
No, yeah.
He goes into jealousy fuck mode. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was convinced that I had gotten fucked by this famous porn star. I'll tell you. After the show.
The name.
Yeah, because I've been fucked
by
him
before.
And some
of his
work. Well, he was convinced that I had done that and lied.
Jeff Stryker.
Jeff Stryker. Like that big dick, don't ya?
is that the one you showed us?
No,
he's Jeff Stryker's from, what, the 80s?
Oh,
80s?
Okay.
No, he's not our...
The one we showed you is what we're talking
that's him.
About.
That's him, yeah.
Huge
the
11-inch body of work.
Huge black dick.
Gigantic.
So he was convinced somehow that I had done that. I found this out after because he was fucking me so hard and rough and really pounding it in. And I thought, wow, this is good. And I found out after he was convinced that yeah.
Here's what you get.
Hence jealousy fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know all about it.
So now I keep, I keep trying to get him jealous.
Yeah, okay. When I get jealous. Which,
yes.
Yeah, I fuck a
you
lot
make a creepy tape.
Right? Oh, yeah. I make a creepy tape. My girlfriend got married recently.
The creep at the switch.
And
your girlfriend got married.
What's that?
Your girlfriend got married.
Yes.
To whom?
To
some guy.
To her other boyfriend.
Oh. But she's still your girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You didn't lose that. All right.
But, you know, now we're doing this.
Yeah. They weren't doing that before. Lots of accidental porn tapes.
Wait, how do you get along with her husband?
We've met once, and he seems like a really sweet guy.
But there was no like tongue action or anything. Like there's not gonna, between you and her husband.
No.
There's not going to be any.
No.
Is he going to be real boring about it? That's what we want to know.
But he's cool with it, no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
He picks her up.
He picks her up from my house.
Oh. Covered in semen.
Covered in semen.
And blood.
Wash yourself off, honey.
He becomes the creep at the switch.
On my birthday, he got her a really nice outfit because she didn't have time to go home. So that, you know, that says I'm cool.
Wow, that's
cool
really nice.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing that says I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
4 minutes left. Okay, jealousy fucking.
What else you got?
Paul and Ringo are going back in the studio. Oh. I'm psyched about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to have to say about that.
All right, good.
Fuck them for doing it now and not years ago when everybody was still alive. Just going to put that out there because fuck you. All right, yeah, great. They're going in the studio. Wonderful. But fuck you.
And they always had an invitation by
SNL.
Was it SNL to come?
Yes.
Down?
Yeah. And only George Harrison went.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, just come on. All
no, right, but anyway. I think.
And they were in town watching. They were like, wouldn't that be a laugh?
And then why? They just didn't. Like,
they were about to go, and Yoko blocked the door.
Yeah, no.
Pretty much.
No.
It doesn't have to be true. It's true now. You heard it here on Ass Radio.
Leave Yoko alone. What has she ever done to you? She's a mother.
I usually don't rip on Yoko, but I couldn't let that one.
No, it was perfect.
No, it was good.
Peacock ride. This is a headline.
Peacock rides
New York City subway, impressing no one.
Yeah.
Really?
That's New York.
That's New York.
Everybody's on their phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody saw it.
114 ICE arrests in 11 days, and we're supposed to be a sanctuary city.
Mm. Really, in New York?
That's in New York?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't know about that. That's horrible.
That's just recently. Gays not protected by Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, according to Jeff Sessions. And it says, you shall not discriminate based on race, age, blah, 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 sex. It doesn't say gender. It says sex.
Yeah, that's to me, that includes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, bullshit.
But we're supposed to think Jeff Sessions is such a wonderful man because Trump is attacking him. So we're supposed to just be on his side in the reality show game.
It's all a reality show. And this is just more to stir the pot.
But I guess sex they're saying is that it's up for debate,
interpretation,
yeah. And that in his opinion it meant gender.
Okay, in my opinion it doesn't. How's that?
Yeah.
All right.
Our opinion doesn't count anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Shit's pissing me off.
I know.
New Jersey beaches closed because of duty.
Duty?
Because of duty?
What?
Do you mean Chris Christie? Is that the duty you're talking about? Is it Chris Christie? Is he the poop?
Poop.
Where? What happened?
There was a bunch of, like, too much rainfall, you know, went into this thing, and then went into that thing, and bunch of duty. Closed the beach.
That's my assumption of Jersey.
Which beach?
All of them.
I don't know.
Jersey.
Jersey. Just Jersey. Yeah, I'm Jersey.
Finally, Jersey showing its true colors, and it's doo brown.
Sperm concentration down 50% in the last 40 years amongst three major countries.
Wait, what do you mean concentration?
And which countries?
Like sperm counts, right?
Oh, okay. Because I'm picturing like just a bucket of Bukkake, and I'm like, what the fuck?
And
shouldn't you be saving rainwater and not semen?
Just don't visit those countries. Just
and Trump calls for more police brutality.
Yeah.
I hope they kick the shit out of him.
Thank you, face girl.
Thank you, face boy.
Thank you, Richie.
Hi.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for making us number one on the station. Tune in each and every Saturday at 7 p.m. for Art Star Scene Radio.
Oh, my God. This was amazing. This was beyond awesome.
You guys are amazing. Yeah,
we love you.
You're amazing, too.
No, you.
Oh,
we love you.
Oh, my God. You're so
amazing.
You're epic. I mean,
when he told me the double D was coming, I'm like, oh my God, it's so wonderful. I want some double D penne.
This is really important. This is something that could save your life.